Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for September 12th, 2017. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include HTTPS and WWW or none, which is best for you to use. The plugins that are going to be affected by the SWF upload being removed from the WordPress core. An easy way for you to get rid of old plugins on your site and why you need to. Plans for large-scale testing for the Gutenberg text editor. An update to the WP Fastest Cache plugin settings. What's new in Yoast SEO 5.4. What's up with the new WordPress site Equifax is using for affected clients. Why there's no need for forced HTTPX regex code on converted sites. What you need to know about the new SVG image type for better SEO. And 6 awesome tools for running social media contests. So let's dive in. I hope you're going to join me tonight on the Blog 8 Facebook page around 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the live recap on Tips Tuesday and breaking news. I'll see you there. In Blog 8 happenings, HTTPS conversions have been the story of my life this past week. The latest wave was full of previous site audit clients whose site foundation was already up to par, and they were well-educated site owners who flew through the pre-conversion checklist. So we were able to get a record number of conversions completed. Now, I've already started onboarding the next wave of both audit requests to be followed by an HTTPS conversion, and then just straight conversions too. We're shooting for a target date of October 1st to complete conversions that were already on my waiting list as of this week. Now, we don't know the day in October when Google will start rolling out the new non-secure warning in Chrome. So get your HTTPS request in now, as we may still get to it prior to that rollout or soon after. And, you know, most of my clients are using their HTTPS conversion as an opportunity to drop www from their site URL, too. And both changes to the link can easily be done in one swoop. So keep in mind that on mobile, no one wants to type in extra characters. So www is falling out of vogue. And now's a great time to drop it. But changing your URL like this can cause redirect chains if you're not careful. Go read my post from Sunday to get a better understanding of what happens when you change from www to none, especially with HTTPS involved. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, heads up if you use any of these plugins, MailPoet 2, Code Styling Localization, WP All Import, Profile Builder, or Gallery Grand Flag Gallery. Now, they may not work in the very near future. The underlying SWF uploader library hasn't been supported in 6 years and was deprecated in WordPress 3.3. And that's what these plugins use. Now, they're about to remove it from the WordPress core entirely. Now, there are about 30 even older plugins that rely on this library too. You can see the full list of them over on GitHub. I've got the link for you in the show notes. No date has been given for when the SWF uploader will be removed from the WordPress core, but I wouldn't delay in getting these plugins changed out for long. And, you know, if you have plugins that are that old on your site, you'll probably have an issue updating to PHP 7 as well. Now, I've got a nice series of posts for you that will make it easy for you to check your plugins and make that switch. This is one of the 4 site upgrades you must do this year. They include PHP 7, HTTPS, security, and speed. And here's why, because there's other stuff coming down the pike. Now, we must be coming near the end of the initial development on the new Gutenberg text editor. The core dev team has a planning meeting scheduled for how best to do mass testing. Now, I'm keeping a super close eye on this and plan to have a free webinar or such around it, if possible. Just depends on what they come up with for a scalable test. Either way, I plan to do some type of training because this is a huge game changer and it's going to impact all WordPress site owners in a radical way. And you know I'm going to keep you posted with as much advance notice as possible. BlogAid News subscribers will be the first to know, so make sure you're on that list. And you can see the latest 20 or so updates to Gutenberg in their weekly roundup. You know, it's getting pretty impressive what all the new text editor can do. In plugin tips, I'm seeing more folks in the WordPress groups and forums I'm in report that they're not seeing their latest blog posts on their home pages or archive pages. Turns out, the problem is indeed WP Fastest Cache. Now, I mentioned this in Tips Tuesday last week, too, and I updated my post on that plugin settings. So be sure to revisit that post and look for the update notices on new suggested settings for new posts. That will take care of the problem. Yoast is continuing with his master plan rollout of improvements for his SEO plugin. In this latest release of 5.4, there's an improvement to the premium version for redirects. You can now both import and export a CSV file of all your redirects. Now, while that's nice and handy, I'm still advising folks to use a dedicated redirect plugin instead of doing them in this one. My favorite is the redirection plugin. And be sure to turn off both the log files so they don't chew up your database. I see some folks using the 404 logs for tracking those. It's way better to do that in Google Search Console. And at the very least, set the logs to clear weekly. It'll help you with your site performance. In security tips, poor Equifax. First, their main data collection servers got hacked, exposing all manner of personal info to hackers. And now, the WordPress site that they set up to handle requests from affected folks is under fire for not being secure enough, too. The problem isn't WordPress. It's the free SSL certificate and the fact that where the info is being sent to can't be verified, as it's not on their primary domain. Now, the link for you I've got for this is the legit site, and your data is encrypted. It's just that the security community is making a stink about this, not to mention that some folks love WordPress drama. Just be careful of which site you use to check if you've been affected by this data breach and ensure that it is the one and only one that Equifax itself set up for this purpose. Now, on another note, some folks aren't feeling very reassured by the agency Equifax chose to offer free protection for anyone affected by this breach. And I can tell you, my personal info was hacked on an insurance site years ago, and then again on another new insurance site a few years later. So I just assume all of my info is already on the black market. And it's worth it to me to pay for a reliable and trusted fraud agency to protect me. I'd suggest you do your own research and find one that you feel comfortable with and get on it. In HTTPS tips, the last several HTTPS conversions I've done with both SiteGround and A2 Hosting did not require any forced HTTPS regex code to be added to ensure all visits to the site go through the encrypted HTTPS port. So, if you're a webmaster and doing conversions for folks, check the redirects about 5 to 10 minutes after the conversion to see if you even need the code. I've tested older conversions where the regex code was added, and I'm still getting mixed results when it was removed. So, my guess is that Apache has rolled out another undocumented update that's causing this, and it's not on all host servers yet. You may recall that I reported on this anomaly at SiteGround a month or so ago, where a client had migrated from another host just prior to the conversion. I'm betting he was on a server with the newest hardware and software. We were unable to replicate that anomaly on any of my test accounts there. And then I ran into it again on a conversion this past week where a client migrated to A2 hosting and again on an updated server. And now I've seen it on 3 to 4 conversions where the clients have been at their host for years. You know, I went round and round with 3 hosts over regex working differently on servers that had different Apache versions earlier this year too. And then I went round and round with them over the new Komodo rewrite directives above every redirect in HT Access, only to find that it was an undocumented update in cPanel software. You know, it takes someone like me getting in those files daily to spot such things. Even the hosts don't know about them. And this is where webmaster training keeps you ahead of the curve too. Because HTTPS security and performance stuff, it's all changing every day. And this is where investing in webmaster training really pays off. You know what's going on in the first place, and you keep you and your clients ahead of the curve with these changes. Now, if site owners pay you to set up and or maintain their sites, you owe it to yourself and to them to get with the program that keeps you up to date. Not to mention how valuable our Facebook group is for answering questions and helping you get unstuck on troubleshooting something too. Okay, now speaking of getting ahead of the curve, SVG graphics are strongly preferred by Google these days, and that's likely why this format is gaining popularity so quickly. So if you're a designer, you need to learn about these now, so you'll be ready when they're natively supported in WordPress. Go read through this guide from the nice folks at Torque to see what's involved. Now, I'm not advising folks to make this switch just yet. There are some duct tape, chicken wire ways of doing it right now, but that will change in the near future. There's no point in jumping through too many hoops to be bleeding edge with this for most of us. I'll keep you posted on when this needs to get on the radar of DIY site owners. But you may want to scan through this guide too, just so you know what's coming. In engagement tips, do you run social media contests? It's a great way to get more engagement from your peeps that follow you on those platforms. And you probably already have a favorite tool to help you with that. But you may want to check out this post on Blogging Wizard with 6 tools for running a contest and see if any of them have features that will spark more interest or be easier for you to manage the event. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Do join me tonight on the Bloggate Facebook page for the live recap or catch the replay over on YouTube. And be sure to visit bloggate.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.